14-year-old murder suspect. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. A $1 million cash bond has been set for the teenaged boy accused of the murder Sunday of 10-year-old Lily Peters in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. District Attorney Wade Newell telling a bond hearing the suspect's admissions justify the high bond.
Given the statements that the defendant made to law enforcement that his intention was to rape and kill the victim from the get-go when he left the house with the victim going down the trail, state believes that there is a need to protect the community.
The boy, identified in court only by his initials, is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and with sexual assault. He will be tried as an adult. A crime spree in Gulfport, Mississippi ends with police finding the suspect in the shooting deaths of four adults on Wednesday dead in a convenience store where he had holed up. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas grilled by Republican lawmakers on Capitol Hill Wednesday about his plans to handle an expected surge at the southern border.
Unconvinced, his six-point, 20-page plan to address the migrant surge once Title 42 is lifted will suffice.
There is no question that if we encounter 18,000 people in a single day, that will seriously strain our capabilities.
One piece of that plan, sending 600 law enforcement personnel from other government agencies to help Customs and Border Protection, a force already 23,000 strong and struggling to contain the current levels of illegal crossings, averaging 7,000 a day.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich, several states have sued the administration to keep Title 42 restrictions in place. The White House says President Biden will travel to the Far East next month to meet with the leaders of South Korea and Japan to discuss growing threats from China and North Korea. Wall Street mixed Wednesday. The Dow gained 61 points. NASDAQ down less than 2. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
In a prisoner exchange with Russia, the U.S. returning a convicted drug dealer in exchange for Trevor Reed, a Marine veteran who'd been jailed in Russia for 2 years. His mother, Paula, overjoyed.
Finally, after waiting all this time, I'm going to be able to hug my kid, you know, put my arms around him.
The administration insists the deal will not impact the U.S. approach to Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the prisoner exchange that freed Marine Trevor Reed is an accomplishment. But as it concerns Russia's Ukraine invasion, what has not changed is
our approach or view, opposition, or the president's intention to put forward a package in the coming days to help continue to support the Ukrainians.
Psaki says she won't speculate on how Russia has viewed the exchange. Two other Americans, women's basketball star Brittany Griner and security executive Paul Whelan, are still detained in Russia. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Three U.S. presidents among the mourners at Wednesday's funeral for former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright.
Presidents Biden, Obama, and Clinton were all in attendance, along with the presidents of Georgia, Kosovo, Colombia, Bosnia, and the Czech Republic. Albright was born in what was Czechoslovakia and fled the Nazis as well as Soviet rule.
Freedom had no greater champion than Madeleine Corbel Albright.
Albright was ambassador to the U.N. and then served as Secretary of State under President Clinton.
She could go toe-to-toe with the toughest dictators, then turn around and literally teach a fellow ambassador how to do the Macarena on the floor of the U.N. Security Council.
Albright died of cancer a little over a month ago. She was 84 years old. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Firefighters say they've made significant progress against a New Mexico wildfire that's burned 94 square miles. But forecasters say the high wind gusts are expected to pick up again tomorrow and Friday. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.